This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Six in the evening. Our first story of the hour is about Kampung Bahru. Is there a need to redevelop the historic enclave? Well, the government thinks so. FT Minister Khalid Samad revealed that the government is planning to do so by buying out all landowners in the enclave to ensure thorough and comprehensive development in the area. If all landowners agree, it could cost the government between 6 billion to 10 billion ringgit.
What's interesting about this is partly also that we're hearing a lot from the minister recently about affordable housing and about urban renewal, right? This is the second big announcement in as many days. And of course, we've also been hearing talks of Bandar Malaysia Baru and how that will also include affordable housing. So this seems to be a very, very big push that's happening. And for what it's worth, regarding Kampung Bahru itself, Khalid Samad said, it's quite embarrassing to show foreign guests, you know, this is a Malay area in the heart of the city. In his words, it's like a squatter village, even though the land is very valuable and the owners should be considered millionaires.
So this isn't the first time this idea is pitched. Previous administrations and developers had tried to redevelop the area, but many landowners were unwilling to sell their land back then. Khalid, however, said that at this point in time, 80% of landowners that he had already met agreed with the development plan. Of course, this could be from just five people that he's met. The Malay Mail also reported that the minister said that the people in Kampung Bahru preferred to have the government rather than developers buy out their land.
So this, yeah, like you said earlier, it's been a very long running conversation. It's really not the first time, or I think not even the second. It's been ages, right? And each time there is always this tussle between the idea of development and the idea of heritage, the idea of holding on to something. It's also, I think, a fear of the unknown, simply because if you're going to develop, how are you going to develop? Yeah. Are you going to gentrify Kampung Bahru? Are you going to make it, you know, just part of what we're seeing in the heart of the city where things are not affordable, where people can't afford to live? And these are all valid concerns, but as Khalid Samad said in the urban renewal plan as well, we have these plots of land that are currently not being utilized very well at all.
Yeah, so the concerns are very fair also as to the livelihoods and the affordability of where else they could go. If we were to just look at one past model of development that the BN government wanted, and that was the Kampung Bahru Detailed Development Master Plan. So it was a 20-year vision that included the construction of over close to 2,000 hotel rooms, 30 million square feet of office space, and over 18,000 residential units. So that's more than 10% of the area, only more than 10% of the area would remain green. So it does seem a bit like there wouldn't be any more space for the, I think, over 5,000 families that are living in that area.
Yeah, I guess the idea here is that they're going to be given lots once those lots have been developed, right? That houses are going to be given in payment of, or, you know, you're going to be given free housing. But if I were a resident, what I would want to know is not just how I'm getting paid or when I'm getting paid, but also what is my home going to look like? It's one, and not just my immediate home, not just I'm going to give you X amount of square feet and, you know, it'll be a 2-bedroom. I don't necessarily need to know that. What I want to know is, what are you doing to my neighborhood?
Yeah.
Are any of the things that I used to know still going to be there? Is it still going to be my home, or is it going to be changed beyond recognition? Because we've certainly seen it in parts of KL where in the last 5-10 years, you look at it now, and if you haven't been around for the last decade, it's unrecognizable.
Yeah. And also the question of how are you going to properly pay tribute to the history that my family for many generations have, you know, created here. So we have all these questions, and we'll get to them in just a bit. We'll be speaking to Elizabeth Cardosa, President of Badan Warisan, and Shamsuri Suraidi, Spokesman of the Malay Agricultural Settlement Administration Board, right after this. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bodacious, fabulous minds. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Lynn and Kelvin on the Evening Edition, and we're talking about the possible redevelopment of Kampung Bahru. We want to know if you want to see it redeveloped. How so? You can let us know. Call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And while we wait for your messages, joining us on the line is Elizabeth Cardosa, the president of Badan Warisan. Later, we'll be joined by Shamsuri Suraidi, spokesperson for the Malay Agricultural Settlement Administration Board. In the meantime, Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining us. So, Elizabeth, if you could talk to us about the historical significance of Kampung Bahru and its residents.
I think Haji Shamsuri will be the person who will really be giving you a very clear insight into that. But historically, Kampung Bahru, the Malay agricultural settlement, we would see it as sort of people generally in KL, you know, kind of like see it as the area between, let's say, Jalan Tun Razak and Jalan Sultan Ismail, in and around the area next to KLCC, or what is the development of Jalan Ampang. But I think, you know, although we kind of like think of Kampung Bahru as a kampung, as one area, it really is sort of the area that on one side there's Chow Kit, and then I think that there, if I remember correctly, there are two, the land is divided into two different areas in terms of administration, one under the MAS and the other really under City Hall. But that whole area is just called Kampung Bahru. So I think that when we look at the redevelopment, I'm not quite sure what area it is that, you know, exactly what the boundaries are that the mayor is talking about. But, you know, does it include just the Malay agriculture settlement, or does it include the area which is also under the administration of the city? Yeah, well, you know, the in terms of the Federal Land Act. So I think that's something we have to sort of like think about. But more than that, I think historically, of course, it's an urban village, an urban village insofar as it's relatively low rise, although there has been over the many years, the last few two or three decades, quite a lot of ad hoc development in that area, which has sort of fractured the original sort of more rural, more organic, almost a scale of smaller plots of land, low-rise houses, individual houses, and in that kind of a neighborhood, that kind of a settlement, not so much what we would consider the skyscraper of the city center.
So can we get your thoughts then? I mean, you mentioned that there are certain considerations that need to be made. What do you make then, in the immediate sense, of this proposal by the Minister Khalid Samad to buy out the entirety of Kampung Bahru?
Well, you know, what do the owners want? I mean, I think that there seems to be some suggestion that, I think you said something like 80% of the owners have agreed.
80% of the owners that the minister said he has met. That's the qualification.
Okay, so that maybe that clarification needs to be made. You know, and I really think that it's been a contested area. For years, I think, for decades, you know, there's been proposal upon proposal to redevelop Kampung Bahru into what that also remains a little unclear. There seem to be sort of two main sort of camps. One wanting to retain the nature of the Malay settlement, and the other sort of wanting to profit, shall we say, to benefit from potentially high land value, and they don't seem to meet anywhere in between. And there's always been these two camps. So it's hugely contested. It's hugely fought about. And everybody kind of like, you know, throws their lot in and makes opinion. I don't want to create yet another opinion here, but I'm just saying that, you know, at the end of the day, there are people who own the land. There are people who historically, you know, belong to the community that settled the area. And I think that without taking sort of a wider consideration of all of these different individual as well as collective community values and aspirations, I think that you know, sort of coming in and saying, let's redevelop. I mean, redevelop into what? You know, redevelop how? There have been, like I said, proposal upon proposal. A lot of it has been, you know, redefining, redelineating the smaller plots, consolidating them into larger lots, and then building high rises. That's one option. You know, is that the only option? Or is there a way of creating different enclaves?
Right.
And I think that that's something that really needs to be taken into consideration. But, you know, when you only have smaller plots of land, I mean, they're talking about, what, 35,000, a population of 35,000, I was reading somewhere, in the, you know, early, about 2010, thereabouts. That's quite a large population. I mean, and yes, it's difficult to take everybody's opinion into consideration, but there has to be some agreement. If not, there will always be, you know, dissatisfaction of one party or another. And that creates kind of what I call noise in the system, you know?
Mm-hmm. And we're joined on the line now by Shamsuri Suradi, who is a spokesperson for the Malay Agricultural Settlement Administration Board. Thank you so much for joining us. So earlier, Elizabeth mentioned that really what we should be focusing on is what the owners want. So we want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this plan? And among the people that you know within Kampung Bahru, is 80% a fair number to reflect the sentiment on the ground?
Well, when we're talking about the consensus, Wabi Khalid mentioned about 80 to 88% resident on board, which I don't think so, because why? Period of consensus is very short period. They start 1st and 2nd, 22nd of November. And with the resident number of owners, I think about 4,800 people. Within short period of time, I don't think so they can get all the right owner. Anyhow, that's only the figure. The most important thing, anything related to proposal by the Khalid pertaining to buy the land for 10 billion Kampung is a good place. But they must be informed, the landowner, whoever, because they must understand Kampung Bahru developed in the two areas. One is under mass control, the other one is outside mass control, whereby it's covered about nearly 200 over acres altogether. So one under MAS is our jurisdiction. I mean, the land title is very defined, the ownership, that kind of thing. And they must understand the issues in Kampung Bahru, particularly in MAS. So far, these are the things when mentioned about to buy. So they must understand about what the issue. Secondly, they must more detailed about what kind of offer they're talking about. What the methodology, where are these people going to be during the development time? So this, I think, not only Khalid, even the local, what called this, we talk about Member of Parliament, YB Rina, so must be consented. So this is my personal opinion. And talking about figure, 88%, whatever figure come up, this must be a real figure.
Yep. Right. Right. And Shamsuri, that valuation of 6 to 10 billion ringgit, is that a fair amount? And do you think all residents will be adequately compensated?
Definitely, when YB Khalid mentioned about 10 billion, there must be a basic figure. So people in Kampung Bahru, they have three group of Kampung Bahru owners they want. First thing, some of them want to sell. A small margin, about 5%. They say, I want to sell, that's all. Because I have another property. At the moment, I want to sell my property in Kampung Bahru and get the money at the right price. That's one group of people. The second group is more toward what kind of I must get money, because at the moment, I have my Tom Yum place, rent monthly $10,000 the same time or so. They said, I want money as well. I want some property. Thirdly, what about those people, individual landowner, for instance, like Datuk Rahim, Datuk Fasi, whereby these people have about 10 or 15 lots in Kampung Bahru itself. And what I can see, these are the people doing by themselves, I mean their own project. So how the method applied by YB Khalid, talking about buying over, so these, I think, must be clear, addressed to the people of Kampung Bahru.
So For you, Elizabeth, what are the risks of potentially erasing the history and heritage of Kampung Bahru if this deal does happen?
Well, you know, huge risk, obviously. I mean, you know, you can decimate an area and then rebuild and then lose all connection with its historical past. You know, but the question is, you know, what is it that Kuala Lumpur as a city, Kuala Lumpur and people who live in Kuala Lumpur, you know, that there is the other side as well. Obviously, there is the city hall, the administration who have aspirations for the development of the city. And by development, I don't necessarily mean high rise, but really for, you know, creating better quality of life for all the people who live in Kuala Lumpur. Not just, you know, to show visitors, part of our history, or we're embarrassed to show you something like that, because it's not about that. You know, we have warts and all. You know, I mean, really, most places, if there's only one look, one feel, really, that's pretty sterile, yeah? And then the thing about a city is that usually, you know, cities, the vibrancy of a city is because of its many different facets, its many different aspects. Turning it into a series of high rise may benefit financially, but without consideration of the, you know, the cultural integrity of that place. What is it that is important? What are those values that is important that we retain in this redevelopment? What is it that, like I said, you know, I think Haji Samsuri was mentioning what, 3,000, 5,000 owners?
Yeah.
There are more residents than there are owners, obviously. Obviously, the owners and their needs and their should be respected and should not be ignored. But there are also people who use it. You know, the people who live there, the people who interact there, who work in the neighborhood. They also have a view, and while they don't have a direct stake in it, insofar as, you know, in terms of financial gain, it is about the character of a place. So I really think that if we can understand why is it that people go to Kampung Bahru, what is it about Kampung Bahru that attracts locals to who visit, who work in the neighborhood, what is it that we can see improved? I think without all of this, having a sort of a more in-depth map, so to speak, yeah, cultural map, social map, and historical map of the place, and then translating that into the vision for the redevelopment. I'm not just saying, okay, it's not a clean slate. You cannot think of it as a clean slate. If we only think of it that way, then we will lose its history. We will lose its contact, or it will become a false a story.
And on that note, Haji Samsuri, how would you like to see Kampung Bahru developed, or, you know, how would you like to see it brought forward, or do you think that as is, you know, it is best left undisturbed?
Well, when you're talking about Kampung Bahru, you must understand the birth of Malaya started from Kampung Bahru itself, from 1st and 4th of March 1946. So these are the things we have to remember about history. And secondly, Kampung Bahru redevelopment must be taken care into few considerations. When Khalid mentioned about environmental, but he never mentioned about the history. So this, I think, we try to remind the young generation or whatever. You must understand, there must be some belonging. Why we really emphasize on Kampung Bahru must be developed gradually. Even though he mentioned about, well, we have to develop totally. You must understand, Kampung Bahru is not like Putrajaya, it's not like Iskandar Shah, whereby Kampung Bahru have their owners. Issue must be addressed clearly, as I mentioned earlier. There is a few, first bit about regarding the land owners. Some of the 35 of land lot without the title still under mass jurisdiction. Besides that, there is a land owner, well, land with a title, still not upgraded and not updated, yeah, their families. How can we buy straight away that kind of thing? These are the main issues they have to address carefully. So what I see when we mentioned about 3 years, I don't think so. So this, I think, when we mentioned about the redevelopment kon baru, must be a political right, must get informed the owners as well, the government agency, that kind of thing. Because this issue has been brought up many times and time, but nobody wants to listen. So this, I think, we try to address again with Khalid. These are the main issues we're supposed to be we address first.
Thank you both for your insights. That was Elizabeth Cardosa, the president of Badan Warisan, and Haji Shamsuri Suradi, spokesperson for the Malay Agricultural Settlement Administration Board, speaking to us about the latest proposed plans for the Kampung Bahru takeover. You can let us know what you think. Would you like to see Kampung Bahru redeveloped? How so? Call, WhatsApp and tweet. More after this on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.